ready to help shape the future.
As a process, I think it's really important that people participate.
Mike McGlone walked his table full of people through their brainstorming and ideas session. They're talking about Hemisphere's second and largest future green space, the Civic Park. John Stevens asked his table.
The first thing is just, what is the first few things that come to the top of your mind after the presentation?
There's no right or wrong answer, and they've got groves, gardens, and lawns to think about. Jose Villalobos says he wants this to be an important theme as Hemisphere is shaped.
San Antonio is really strongly based on arts and culture right now. I think it's very important to bring that into the development itself.
People came from all over, like Ed Rogers from Bernie. But he works in San Antonio.
And I have a very distinct interest in the outdoors for young people.
Downtown resident Robin Gould says he can't wait for the park. He lives 30 stories above the space at the Grand Hyatt.
And look down at this ugly convention center every day. And we're very excited about not seeing that convention center anymore and seeing a green open space in the park.
Hemisphere is but a blank canvas that Hemisphere CEO Andres Andujar says will be pieced together with this feedback. Later online surveys will help as planners ask for clarity on certain details or if more input is needed. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.